Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, so I know we have seen a big development, a big announcement from the Trump administration. What is the change, Mr. Anderson, that we need to know about?
Well, yesterday, the Department of Health and Human Services, proposed a real game changer in the nation's goal to provide COVID-19 testing to the American people. They issued new guidance authorizing licensed pharmacists to order and administer COVID tests that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized. And they issued this guidance under the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act. So this means that pharmacies that are the most accessible healthcare profession in the community and in the nation will be able to do COVID testing moving forward, which I think will dramatically increase the amount of volume of tests that we'll be able to do for the American people.
How long do you think it will take for this to get up and running at a lot of your member pharmacies across the country?
Well, we have 40,000 member company pharmacies in the United States, and 3,800 of those are in Texas. And some companies are already providing tests, but it will take a while to get most of these tests ramped up. And so what we're encouraging people to do is to go to the CDC website and then also go to the website of our member companies to learn more about what the companies are doing in their particular community.
Is there any sort of training that the pharmacists need to go through to ramp up for this?
Yes, there is. And the companies are providing that training to their pharmacists if they are going to be doing COVID testing. There's a certain criteria in terms of that the CDC has issued in terms of PPE and other precautions that the pharmacists will need to take as they do this testing. But I think that this is really a massive game changer. And, you know, we do some quite a bit of polling around the country, and we break it down by state. And it was interesting in our last survey that we had out in the field that 79% of voters in Texas said pharmacies are easy to access. 75% of Texans thought that the COVID-19 test should be given by pharmacists. So there's really broad support for this in the nation and in Texas moving forward. So we think this is a really very positive development by HHS.
On the consumer end, Mr. Anderson, what are the requirements here? Do you have to get, for example, a doctor's authorization?
Well, there are certain criteria that have been set up by CDC on who should be tested, and they're initially targeting healthcare workers and first responders and then the elderly initially. But if they are feeling ill, they should contact their doctor and go to an emergency room. But there will be certain criteria that our member companies will have to meet as they assess patients to determine whether they are going to be tested or not. And that criteria is actually set by CDC.
I think about some of the smaller areas around the state of Texas where these folks really depend on their local pharmacies. Is this development, is it really going to help really open up testing for some of the rural areas in states like Texas?
It should dramatically open up testing for states like Texas. 91% of the American people live within 5 miles of one of our member companies, 40,000 stores. We employ 155,000 pharmacists in chain pharmacies, which are traditional drugstores, grocery stores, and mass merchants. Anybody with a retailer, any retailer with a pharmacy would be a member of ours. And you come out of pharmacy school now with a doctor of pharmacy, so they are well educated to perform these tests. And the great news about this decision by the Trump administration, it will empower pharmacists to really practice at the top of their license and education and to take some of the burdens off other parts of the healthcare system that are in severe stress right now.
Yesterday, our governor, Governor Abbott, here in Texas, had announced that very soon Walgreens in Texas will be offering the rapid drive-through testing. Is that something we may see from, for example, CVS and some of the other larger chains?
Yes, there are companies that have been meeting with the White House who have opening, actually, these testing facilities, and Walgreens would be a member of ours, as would CVS. But our members include, you know, companies with 4 stores all the way to almost 9,500 stores. So this is going to be really important in terms of how they move forward. But it's a real game changer, and it really helps those people, to your point, of it, who are in underserved areas in terms of their medical treatment. And many times the health care provider is the local pharmacist who are Americans trust and value in terms of their expertise and guidance. So I think it'll be really, really important for all Texans as they move forward as we combat this unprecedented public health crisis.
And you absolutely nailed it. My final question, during this unprecedented time for our nation, I know it must make you extremely proud as a leader in your industry to see how that industry is stepping up to fill such a critical need.
Absolutely. I really want to thank all the pharmacists and the team members that work in our member company stores, really, for their heroism. And I want to thank your listeners in particular for, you know, doing their part on social distancing and for being patient and appreciative of those working so hard and so bravely in these pharmacies and our member company stores.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.